You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Hey folks, it's pumpkin season. At J. Calvert Farms, they are a family farm trying to bring customers the best quality produce that they can buy. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com or check out their website at jcalvertfarms.com. And did I mention it's pumpkin season? Get over to J. Calvert Farms and find out what we know about this very special farming family. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's like, you just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Broadcasting from the brand new Mark White Studio, I have my daughter Cora with me right now. Cora, what do you think about the brand new studio?
I love it.
What do you
like?
Carpet
is fluffy.
What do you like about this room the most?
The carpet.
The carpet. What about the blue and black checkered soundproofing pads?
It's not my type.
What do you think about your segment, Cora's Corner? When you get to read every week, do you enjoy doing that?
It's good.
Do you have friends at school that say that's cool that you're doing a segment on a show?
The only person that I know of is Maddie.
Maddie likes it, but Maddie wants to come on.
Yeah.
So we've got to bring Maddie on Cora's Corner. How are we going to make that happen? Bring her down to the new studio?
Yeah.
Maddie, come on down. We're ready for you to join Cora on Cora's Corner. Maddie is one of Cora's friends from school, and we have taken Maddie to a couple of Alabama football games. She loves Alabama football, and we're always glad to have Maddie join us to go down to Tuscaloosa. Cora, what was supposed to happen today that did not happen for you?
My papa was supposed to come and bring furniture for my room.
But he couldn't. Why?
Because of the rain.
Yeah. And that was a smart decision because obviously if it's raining, your furniture is going to get wet and you don't want it wet. You don't want wet furniture. So when it's a dry day, that'll happen. But you got a really nice little white carpet. I've got the black carpet. You got a small white carpet for your room and white curtains. What else is coming?
A white chair.
Got a white chair coming. I think an heirloom family bed. Somebody from the family used to have dressers. So that'll be
vanity.
Nice. She took over Nicholas's room. My nephew, he had a room which was larger than her room. And so Nicholas moved out and Cora is taking over the room. It's already painted. What color would you call your walls? It's not, it's kind of purple, but it's light. It's very light purple.
I would call it lilac.
Lilac. Because it's very light colored purple to me. But I'm excited about you getting in your room. It'd be nice for you to have that much space. And your mom's been helping you find things for the room. And that's a lot of fun, isn't it? I remember when our house burned down when I was a kid. And the really only the nice thing about that was picking out new things when the house was rebuilt. And I remember going into a catalog and looking for curtains and beds and bed sheets and all the different things to fill a room up. But you had to go to a big catalog back in those days to find what you wanted. Now you can go on Amazon, go on the computer and find it. But we had these huge catalogs that we could find our stuff in. And that was a lot of fun. We did that for Christmas too. So if we wanted to pick out a special Christmas present or something that we wanted, I'd go to the catalog. I'd say, this is what I want. This is what I'd like to get. And that was always fun.
Maddie wanted to come and paint the room.
She did?
Yeah.
What happened?
She couldn't come because it would be too late. And I don't know. Mama just said no.
I wonder if you're going to have horseback riding lessons this afternoon.
I hope so.
It has been raining a lot.
Yeah.
I remember it canceled one time because of rain, or maybe twice.
It was the first time.
The very first time. Was it raining or had it rained when it was canceled and it was muddy?
It was raining.
I don't know what time the rain is supposed to stop. And I guess the horses are good when it's muddy, but it may be too muddy at the arena there at Southern Charm Farm for you to ride the horses. Let's talk about riding horses. Is that something that you wanted to do?
I've always liked horses. I've always wanted to ride in a rodeo. And I've ridden on my cousin's horses.
Charlotte, you're into your sixth lesson, I believe. Maybe six?
I think it's seventh.
Let's talk about what happened last time when you went around the barrel and the horse started to take off. You pulled your hand up to wipe your nose. I remember that. And the horse started to do what?
Lope.
And what did you do?
I pulled the reins back and slowed the horse down.
And the girl that was training you, I think she was really impressed that you did that. Because the horse is suddenly starting to take off, and that can catch you off guard. And if it catches you off guard and you're not paying attention, you could fall off the horse. But she was really proud of how you responded. What is that young lady's name, the one that was training you last Friday?
Sarah.
Sarah. And Sarah and the other one is Lynn. Is that right? Is her name Lynn?
Yes.
My granddad's name. Well, I'm enjoying this studio. We appreciate Heather Valander for helping us get the equipment in here. We started putting the panels up, and I started with double-sided tape, and that wasn't working too well. Cora added some tape, which was helpful, but they still fell off. And so I had to buy spray glue to put the panels up, but the glue was really good. The Gorilla Glue was the best, and I like it. April's idea was to do the checkered walls, and so we've got black and white checkers in here. I've shared a picture on Facebook, so if you want to follow on Facebook, you can see a picture. And today, you can see a picture of Cora doing a snow angel on the black shag carpet in the middle of the room before we put the table and all the equipment in. But it's a lot of fun. I'm glad to be here at Cora Nation, April's sewing house. She's doing a great job. She started her business in late January and has been very successful. She has three ladies working with her, Paige, Heather, and Tammy Smith. Tammy is a seamstress and helps her upstairs, and the ladies work downstairs. They do a great job here at Cora Nation. If you have alterations, need that type of help, that's what they do. A lot of wedding dresses this time of year. I know a lot of weddings in October. April and I will be celebrating our 21st anniversary on October the 10th. 21 years of marriage. I was telling Heather, April has actually been married 3 years longer than she was single, and I still have 2 years before I break even as far as being married as long as I've been single. But 21 years of marriage, and the best part is sitting right across from me, my daughter Cora, and she's almost a decade old now.
Jeez.
Birthday in December. It'll be here before we know it.
Yeah.
But we have to get through Halloween and Thanksgiving first.
It'll take a long time. Oh, my birthday.
We have a couple of different efforts that we've recognized through the Mark White Show, and we want to continue to remember those families. We have Grayson. He's a six-year-old from Hartsville, Alabama, is now being raised by his grandparents. And I've shared that fundraiser, and I hope that you'll support that effort. And then also the Fretwell family, and there's a fundraiser to support that effort as well. You can help the Fretwell family during this time. We just try to make a difference where we can. If there is a family, there's a group, an organization, and there's something organized to try to help, then I try to help spread the word. If a nonprofit is out there that needs a vehicle to help share, that's what I've tried to use the Mark White Show for, is to try to help make a difference in that way to support these efforts. I know sometimes when you try to reach out to other media outlets, it can be tough, and you may or may not get on the program. But here on the Mark White Show, I do try to give that airtime to people to help individuals, families, groups, organizations, foundations. Last night, me and Cora were in Montgomery, Alabama. Was that fun?
Yeah.
Good food. Very good food.
Very good food.
I enjoyed the people at the table. Mr. Brian Collins, who's the director at the Faulkner University Huntsville campus, invited us to come with him, and he also gave us an opportunity to get a picture with former quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees. It was really like herding cattle because you had to line up, basically just get your picture made and move on. So we didn't have a lot of time to interact with Mr. Brees, did we?
No.
But I did reach out to his foundation this morning and told them that I met Drew yesterday and that I would be interested in recognizing the Drew Brees Foundation. So maybe they'll reach back and let me know. We're coming up on 11 minutes now in this segment, Cora, and we're going to take a break. We have to make a living and recognize our sponsors. And I do want to thank all of my sponsors that support the Mark White Show. I can't do this without you. I need your support, and I appreciate that because that allows me to help the families to take my time and use it to serve others. So thank you to all of my sponsors who support the Mark White Show. You are much appreciated. Thank you for your support. Folks, when we come back, we're going to carry on this conversation. We're coming from the new studio at Coronation in Athens, Alabama. Glad to be here and have my daughter Cora with me today. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Chick-fil-A Decatur, Alabama is a supporter of The Mark White Show, and we appreciate their support. You can visit one of the two locations at Chick-fil-A on Beltline Road and Chick-fil-A Highway 31 South in Decatur. Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them The Mark White Show sent you. For all of your concrete needs in North Alabama, contact Esteban Tovar with Tovar Construction Company. With free estimates and quality work, no job is too big or too small. Give Tovar Construction a call at 256-216-7555 or 256-321-5989. You can also see some of their great work at Tovar Construction Co. LLC on Facebook. Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. I have Cora with me here in the brand new studio. If I can describe this for you, I have a black, fluffy shag carpet.
Very fluffy.
And blue and black checkered sound panels on the wall. I like the room, and it sounds great. I know we're going to have some noises coming through the window here, and there will be a train periodically where I have to stop the show because of the train and get back on track. But the sound in the room is really good now that the panels are up. There used to be an echo. Did you come in here and talk or say anything in this room when there was an echo?
I don't think so.
Okay, if you go into the room next door and you talk versus this room, there is not an echo in here where there's an echo in that room because there's not enough to absorb the sound. But this is great. I even put panels on the door. And we'll get some noises. A lot of people come in the store, come in the business to get the alterations done. So we'll have that little beeping sound periodically you'll hear on the show because customers are coming in. But I'm glad to be able to do some interviews here if people need to meet me. I travel a lot, and I like to hit the road and interview people where they are if that's what they need. Try to go to different organizations and visit with them. Have made some really good trips. Next Thursday, I will be with Miss Annie in Birmingham at Bob Sykes Barbecue. Always glad to visit Bob Sykes, and I am going to meet Miss Annie. She is a wonderful cook, has a great program. She just crossed 100,000 followers last week on her page. That's incredible, 100,000 followers. I know there are some chefs out there, some cooks who are doing really well. People like to see food and how to cook things. I know there are some who have a really nice traditional way of cooking, and that takes people back to maybe when their mom or grandmother or even their great-grandmother was cooking. I have really great memories of my grandmother and my mamaw cooking in the kitchen. My mamaw Hall, she loved to cook me fried chicken, and she would tell me before I would leave for school, she would say, "You know what we're going to have for supper tonight?" And I'd say, "Fried chicken." And we would have fried chicken and mashed potatoes and gravy and biscuits, English peas to go with that.
Yummy.
And grandmother, she was a big roast cooker, and that was on Sunday. She would get the slow cooker. And Mr. Mike Scripture, he told me the other day as we connected with the Saraland community in Alabama, my grandparents were down there, and he said that his dad taught my grandmother how to cook a roast. And I said, "Well, my grandmother taught me how to cook roast, so it's thanks to your dad that I cook the roast today." You like the roast meals, don't you, Cora?
Yeah.
What do you like the most going with the roast? Is you got the main thing is your roast, but what do you like to have with it?
I like the sweet peas and the potatoes and the rice, not the carrots though.
A little gravy to go on the rice or the mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
We need to do that again, but beef really has gotten expensive. If you go to the store and you try to buy a big roast like we were doing before. Now, we did order that half a cow.
You bought a roast.
I did.
I saw it.
It's in there?
Yes.
Surprise.
Yeah.
We're going to have roast one day.
Surprise, not surprise, because I saw it before you said surprise.
Maybe we should have it Sunday.
Yeah.
Since the table is now cleaned off. Yes. We can eat on the big table.
Yes.
Woo.
Woo.
When you think about April being here at the sewing house and then me traveling around, Cora at Athens Bible School, she said the other day, "I want to go home. I want to go home." I said, "What are you talking about? You're home. Where were you talking about?"
School.
She said, "I stay at school more than I'm at home." And that's true. I always enjoyed having Cora with me before she started school. She would go everywhere with me. All the different stops that I made, if I had an experience, she got to share in that experience, and I believe she learned a lot. Now she gets to go to school, and I know she enjoys that, and then if I have something set up for the afternoon, I get to take her with me. Like Montgomery, I checked her out of school a little bit early yesterday and was able to take her with me, so I was really glad. I was glad you were able to go with me, Cora. I love having you with me.
Yay.
You make a difference in my life.
I've never felt that.
When we talk about difference makers, you're a difference maker in my life.
Cool.
We love you very much. And I'm glad that you can be a part of the show. I hope you'll always want to do that and find a place to fit in the Mark White Show. I love Cora's Corner, and I think there are other children out there who are listening that enjoy that. And you can tune in every Saturday. The show airs at 9 o'clock in the morning on Facebook and then hits the podcast platforms. And you can hear Cora's Corner every Saturday. And then the Mark White Show airs Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I was trying to get the show in before people who watch the 10 o'clock news so they could hear the Mark White Show and hear positive stories, hear some good stories. Now, there is some tragedy in what I do. There are lives that are lost. There are a lot of different things that are painful. But what we try to do within that difficult time is find an opportunity where we can show that we care about that person and what they're going through and try to make a difference in their life, make an impact on them. And then hopefully what happens is when they get through that difficult time, they remember how people treated them, and then they decide that they want to make a difference in someone's life, and it continues a cycle that will happen long after we're gone. So it's that ripple effect. We all have seen the pebble drop, and we see the ripples, and that's exactly what we're trying to do, is just cause a ripple effect. And we don't know whose life we're going to touch, and we don't know when it's going to happen. It might be 50 years from now, but something that you did or I did has an effect when we do good, when we have the idea that we want to make a difference in someone's life. And that's what I really enjoy about the Mark White Show. There's a lot of different ways that I could have done this show, but when I started, I wanted to recognize difference makers. I knew that there were difference makers in our communities, and I wanted to highlight them and thank them for what they were doing to make a difference in our communities. And I believe we've done very well with that. Almost 6 years now here with the Mark White Show. November 3rd will be the 6th year anniversary for the Mark White Show. And Cora, you have been a part of this all of those 6 years. You were 3 years old when I started the Mark White Show, when we were at WKAC. Do you remember being at the studio in WKAC?
Yes.
Getting on the microphone?
Yes.
Talking?
Yes.
I love my daddy, or I love the Mark White Show. And you would talk, and you would have an opportunity there to be recorded, and I always enjoyed that. Just a little bitty thing, and now here you are in the fourth grade.
My daddy is your host, Mark White.
And I still use that. I love it. I love hearing Cora start the show, along with Gene Stallings and Jeff Foxworthy and Ricky Skaggs and Daryl Worley, all the different folks that have participated in the show. I've had some really great support over the years. A lot of people have supported the Mark White Show, and I really appreciate that. As I mentioned, my sponsors are great. Appreciate all of those sponsors and their support of the show. It does make a difference. It makes an impact, and it is making a difference in the lives of others. And Cora, we're almost about to wind this down. I really enjoyed having you on the show today as we have introduced our new studio to the listening audience. I hope the guests enjoy when they get to come and sit in here, the experience.
They might. I bet they will like the cozy carpet.
I suggested that we might just lay down and do the show.
Yeah.
Because it's so soft. But I have chairs to sit in. The carpet is nice, very fluffy. And I did say I might sit down and do the show, but I probably will stay in a chair. But the carpet is nice.
One rule in the studio: take your shoes off so you can feel the carpet.
That's a good idea. So people can come in. I'm thinking of putting a little refrigerator in the corner, and we'll have some bottled water. It won't be the fancy water, maybe Great Value, something like that. But we'll have water for the guests. Would you like a water when they come on the show? That'll be nice.
Yeah. And snacks?
Maybe some. What would be an idea for snacks? What are some things we could have?
Goldfish.
Tim Sutton gave me a huge bag of Tootsie Rolls when I started here in the upstairs room, and he bought me a record that has been heated up just enough to fold in, and it holds my Tootsie Rolls. I'm gonna have to put that back on the table. Not that I'm trying to tempt people with Tootsie Rolls, but I do appreciate Tim bringing me Tootsie Rolls, so I had a little bit of a snack here in the studio. Cora, it's been great having you on the show today.
Thank you.
I love you, baby.
Love you too, Daddy.
Folks, I hope you enjoyed this show. It's a little bit different. I didn't have a guest today, and I just decided let's just have me and Cora talk. So I hope you enjoyed it. It's a little bit different from the normal routine of the Mark White Show. I'm not a monologue guy, but we gave it a shot today, and I think we did okay. I think we did all right, Cora?
Did pretty good.
All right.
Moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on the Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Hooray for the Golly Sisters, May Does a Magic Act. And now, here's Cora White.
What are you doing with those pigs? Rose asked.
I am going to do my magic act, said May.
May, why don't you get some rabbits? Everyone uses rabbits, said May.
I want to be different.
That night, Rose said, people! For the first time on any stage, May will make pigs disappear. Behind the curtain, May said, pigs, don't let me down. I will drop you into the hat. You will slip through a hole in the hat and wait quietly under the table. May and the pigs went on stage. Ladies and gentlemen, she said, into my magic hat I put another pig. There was another soft thud under the table. I wave my wand. Ta-da! The pigs have disappeared. Suddenly, a loud whee came from under the table. A boy said, I hear the pigs. The pigs are under the table. Some people cried, boo! Maymay said, now I will make the pigs reappear. Before Maymay could wave her wand, the pigs ran out. Now everyone cried, boo! Maymay said, I will make myself disappear too. She walked off the stage. Rose said, well, Maymay, at least we know one thing. We know why magicians use rabbits. Yes, said Maymay, rabbits don't go wee. And that was the end of the Magic Pigs. The end.
You can hear Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. We appreciate Cora and her efforts to read these stories each and every week, and we hope you enjoy it too. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by this show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today. These are Mark White.